AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. There's no waiting for Black Friday sales for some Americans. After enjoying the Thanksgiving turkey, they hit the stores for what retailers hope will be a new tradition to start the holiday shopping season. But retail expert Britt Beamer says a survey of Thanksgiving Day shoppers finds most people were just trying to get a specific deal and then get back home, which could be a problem for retailers.
If 80% of your shoppers tonight only buy their early bird specials and go home, every retailer who opened up at 6 o'clock tonight is going to lose a lot of money.
It was a low-key final Thanksgiving in office for President Obama.
The White House says the president made 9 telephone calls to service members who are on deployment. As for Thanksgiving itself,
spend the day with friends and family, turkey, and touchdowns.
The president says the holiday reminds us, no matter our differences, we are still one people, part of something bigger than ourselves. The Obama Thanksgiving menu, buffet of turkey, ham, prime rib, and chicken wings, with a selection of 6 pies for dessert. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump spent Thanksgiving at his Palm Beach, Florida estate. We've learned that Trump and Democratic Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti held what was described as a productive phone call Wednesday. Garcetti's press secretary says the two have talked about immigration, infrastructure, and the Olympics. She says the mayor stressed the important role that immigrants and immigration reform play in the long-term success of Los Angeles and the nation. A car bomb tore through a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 56 people, an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Colombia's president has signed a revised peace agreement with the country's largest rebel movement, making a second attempt within months to end a half century of hostilities. This is wind and rain from Hurricane Otto. The National Weather Service says it quickly weakened as it moved across southern Nicaragua. This is AP Radio News. French police are searching for a masked gunman after an elderly woman who was found gagged, and tied up and stabbed to death outside a retirement home for monks in southern France. A large police operation is underway to search for the suspected attacker, who's believed to be armed with a shotgun and a knife. The identity of the assailant and the motive for the killing, not clear. The Dallas Cowboys have extended their team record for longest winning streak in a single season, winning their 10th in a row by beating Washington 31-26. Cowboys quarterback Zach Prescott.
I mean, I've got tons of confidence in myself, this team, this coaching staff. I never go into a game thinking we're going to lose or anything like that. It's always, what do we have to do to win? And I feel like that's how this team thinks. Nobody's really waiting for somebody to make a play. Everybody's kind of ready to make that play themselves. And it's been happening week after week.
Lions beat the Vikings 16-13. Pittsburgh beat the Colts 28-7. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.